Paris Hilton, the celebutante convict, will now serve out the rest of her term under house arrest in her West Hollywood mansion.
That's hot.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! Free at last!
Let freedom ring! We shall be free!
I'm as free as bird now.
That's hot.
Yes, that is hot, isn't it, Paris Hilton? Oh. She is. After long, long years of suffering inside, she's finally. Who cares? It wasn't even 5 days. She's finally out, and God, we're just so happy. And actually, we all think it's just ridiculous and crazy. Hope that that guy puts her back in jail today. But joining us is celebrity life coach. We had him on. I just happened to see this little release he put out this morning. And Patrick is in Miami. Patrick Juanes. Patrick, you think she should not be in jail? What's with that, man?
Right. Here it is. She doesn't need to be in jail. She deserves to be in jail. I'm not doubting that. But she doesn't need to be in jail. She needs to participate fully in meaningful therapy and rehabilitation.
Oh, God.
And she needs to do it urgently. Look, here's what's happening. A lot of people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she has the fame, the beauty, and the power. And there's no doubt about it. That's what got her out. But
right.
What her team around her is doing is only making it worse for her. Because now, so much of the population, so many people have turned against it, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Second, by teaching her to manipulate the system, all they're doing is exaggerating, worsening, and her problems of entitlement and narcissism.
Now, Patrick, I think you're arguing against your own point.
Well,
I believe all that is true. She can go through all this in 40 days, can't she?
She needs to get the real help she needs.
But this isn't about help right now. It's about her paying her penalty that she has been, and that's doing her 45 days in jail. Then she can get all the therapy that you recommend.
Well, she's probably never going to get it, unfortunately. Or you know what? Here's where you might be right. Based on what they're doing to her now,
mm-hmm.
I predict that she's just going to have more emotional problems. And if they're not careful, they're taking away her power. They're just making it worse for her, so she'll have a complete emotional breakdown. She's becoming a puppet. You don't see this. I'm not saying that anything that she's done is right, but she's becoming a puppet for whoever it is that's pulling all the strings around her to get her out. She's part of that. Take her in, take her out. It is going to affect her. I'm not saying that she's done anything right, because
yeah.
She's totally irresponsible, without a doubt. She's setting a really bad example for everyone, but so is the justice system and so are the people around her. In the end, it will affect her. She already has major problems with self-esteem. It's not that she thinks she's good. If she thought she was really good,
uh-huh.
I mean, if she actually liked and respected herself,
yeah.
she wouldn't be walking around the way she is, and she'd be interested in contributing and helping others rather than just taking and manipulating the system.
No, I do agree with you on one point. I think every day that goes by, every day that she gets older, I think at night, sometimes when she goes to bed, I think she wonders what she is and if she's really anything. I think that probably haunts her, the fact that she really is nothing except for a hype of a pretty rich girl.
Yeah,
and that probably bothers her after a while.
Eventually, you know, she believes a lot of the hype.
I know.
But eventually, it's only going to make it worse for her when she realizes, hey, look at all these people that are starting to hate me, whereas before she had all these people that loved her, and she's going to start asking herself, who am I? And when you have people who simply support her and promote her for no reason at all, that means what is she offering the world?
Nothing,
what,
yeah.
beauty? So what? What is she offering the world? How is she contributing to others? What service is she giving to others? How is she making a difference? She's not. And I'm here to tell you that these people, celebrities who are famous for doing nothing, it only damages their self-esteem, their self-concept, and their self-image. She needs to get into health. She needs to get into rehabilitation urgently, but she needs to do it properly.
All right. Well, Patrick, we were done with it, but PatrickJuanes.com. You can check out his stuff. There, celebrity life coach. Now, he has sold over 4 million books, so he knows what he's talking about on certain things. But I disagree with you in the fig. I think she could do her 45 days in jail, and then she can go to this stuff. She needs to do that first and not make excuses about she's having a nervous breakdown. I'm so upset. This
well,
is not a good
see,
place.
Let's see if there's real justice, because there is a saying that I've heard that money can buy you the best justice in America.
Well, that's, you know what, there's truth to
and
that.
And we've seen it so. In L.A. many
oh,
times.
Yeah, I know. If this wasn't, L.A. does not help. L.A.'s, there's no telling what's going to happen. PatrickJuanes.com. He's there with all kinds of great stuff. Celebrity life coach. Soon you'll see him on The View. And go ahead and mention some of your private celebrity clients.
Yes. I'm not going to tell you who they are because I can't tell who they are and then to tell you what they do. Mm. But all I want to tell you guys is, listen, the money and the power only makes them more of who they really are. And it can make you better or it can make you worse.
Oh, that's true.
More money, more power will just bring out who you really are inside.
And that goes back to lottery winners, man.
Yes.
If they're good people going in, they do good things. If they're bad people and they're irresponsible, then they lose their money and they do bad things.
But it'll also, you know, the other thing that celebrities have, it just exaggerates their problems, whatever those problems are. And I was just doing an interview recently with Fox News Online, and I said the greatest challenge that we have today in society is we've become fascinated with the lifestyle of the celebrities rather than their talent.
True.
We used to think, wow, look how talented this person is, you know, as an artist, as an actor, as a singer. Now we don't care about that anymore. All we want to know is, what are you buying? What are you eating? Are you wearing panties or not wearing panties?
Yeah, oh, true. Now, and Patrick, we do have to go, but here's the interesting thing about celebrities now. And Paris Hilton fits in a category that's never, I don't know if it's existed completely before. And that are celebrities that have no talent. Their talent is simply they went out in parties and they have rich parents and they're famous, but they really don't have anything and just... Isn't that weird how she's a celebrity from nothing but being a person who was seen on parties in L.A. for like 2 years? It's really weird.
You're right, and that's part of the L.A. scene. That's the social elite scene in L.A. But the greatest.
Hey, Patrick, unfortunately, we got to go, but appreciate you coming on this morning on short notice.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, how about 30 seconds notice?
You're welcome.
All right, Patrick Juanis, patrickjuanis.com.